Ladies and gentlemen, we present 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth.
Ah, well, good evening. My name is Harry Worth, but there again, nobody's perfect. No, we all make mistakes. There was even a song written about it. Do you remember? It went something like this. We make mistakes and we're sorry. Do you remember? Good, I'm glad you know, because oddly enough, I was singing this very song yesterday morning while I was painting the outside of my auntie's house. Now, there I was on top of the ladder, brush in one hand, pot of paint in the other, when the milkman, who incidentally has a very good ear for music, shouted, "Stop it." Now, unfortunately, I thought he said, "Drop it." Yeah, and the paint, well, it did make a mess on his white coat, and it was red paint. He was very annoyed, so much so, I thought he was going to hit me. But fortunately, my auntie came out, and she hit me. You may say she has a right, and she has a right, and a very good left. I tried to make it up to Auntie. I went and did a shopping for her. All she wanted was 5 pounds of potatoes. Now, but even that didn't seem to please her. Well, you can buy a lot of potatoes for 5 pounds. Yes, I've got a feeling we'll be eating chips all winter. But things do ever have a habit of going wrong. I expect you'll find that out, don't you? You don't? Well, I do. Especially when I go shopping, which leads me to the subject of tonight's program. You see, I bought some carpet slippers as a surprise birthday gift for my dear old housekeeper, Mrs. Williams. Mrs. Williams, even though it was her birthday, she turned up at my house bright and early to do my housework as usual.
Morning music came from our Manchester studio.
Mrs. Williams?
In here, Mr. Worth.
Ah, Mrs. Williams. Very good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, is it really? You do surprise. What time is it?
The time is 8:55.
Well, that really is amazing, Mrs. Williams. You sounded just like a man then. Would you say it again?
Here is the weather forecast.
It was the radio. I'll switch it off. There we are.
Why, aren't you interested in the weather forecast?
No, I don't have to be. I have my own system for working out what the weather will be. Auntie taught it to me, you know. My old fur cone. Now, here we are. According to this, it is going to be dry and sunny. Very reliable. Never lets me down. We look out of the window, and what do we see? It's chucking it down. Well, never mind. We could always look out of the window, can't we? Now, tell me, has he been yet?
Who?
Samuel, the postman. He's usually here by this time, isn't
he? Perhaps he hasn't got anything for us.
He must have. I'll just go to the front door and see if I can see him.
Oh, dear, he gets worse. It wouldn't surprise me if he locked himself out.
Mrs. William!
Yes, what is it?
I've locked myself out.
Oh, dear, what a man. Come in.
Thank you. I was right. It is chucking down.
Whatever will you do next?
I really thought about it, Mrs. Williams. Now, tell me, what do you suggest?
Don't tempt me.
Oh. I know what I'll do. I'll look for my friend the postman from the lounge window.
Very anxious to see the postman this morning.
Yes, I am. You're probably wondering why, aren't you? The answer is a secret. Now, why don't you go in the kitchen and do some washing?
Well, I haven't finished the lounge yet.
Well, never mind the lounge. There's my shirts and socks to do. You can put them in the washing machine.
But what about the settee and the easy chairs?
You'll never get those in the washing machine.
Oh, all right. I'll go in the kitchen.
Good. Off you go, then. There's a good girl. Now, Harry, what shall we do now? Look out of the window and see if the postman's on his way. There's no sign of him. I wonder if they've sent them. Perhaps I'd better telephone the shop. Do you think so? Yes. Good idea, Harry.
Number, please.
Now, pardon?
Number, please.
Oh, yeah. This is where we usually have the trouble, isn't it? If you remember, the last time we spoke, you said, number, please. I gave you my telephone number, Woodbridge 319, whereas you really wanted the number I was ringing. It was all very confusing.
Yes, yes. Now, can we proceed with your call?
By all means, let us proceed.
Good. Number, please.
Woodbridge 319. Ah! There we are. I made the same mistake again, haven't I? The same as I did before.
Please. Give me the telephone number.
Woodbridge 408.
Thank you. I'll put you through.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. Williams. Happy birthday to you.
Simpson Shoes, good morning.
Good morning. This is Harry Worth.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
No, Mrs. Williams might hear me.
Who?
Mrs. Williams.
I can't hear you.
Williams, Mrs. Williams.
What?
It's nothing, Mrs. Williams.
But you just shouted me.
Yes, I did, but I don't want... Run back to your washing.
You're up to something, Mr. Worth. What is it?
Patience, Mrs. Williams. You will soon know. Now, if you don't mind, I wish to be alone.
Oh, all right, all right.
Hello, Mr. Simpson, are you still there, the new?
Yes, sir. What did you want?
Did you send the slippers from Mrs. Williams yesterday?
Williams? Was it 52 Acacia Avenue?
Ah, so it was.
Oh, yes, yes, they went last night. You should get them this morning.
Ah, good, well, thank you very much. Now, if you don't mind, I'll see if he's coming. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I look out for the window again. Can you see him, Harry? Yes, here he comes... Coming. I hope he's got the parcel. Ah, postman.
Morning, Mr. Worth.
Shh, shh, shh. Quiet.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
What's the matter? Come in, but keep your voice down.
Oh, you're not ill, are you?
No. It's Mrs. Williams.
Oh, I am sorry. Yeah. What is it?
It's her birthday.
A birthday?
Yeah. Have you got a parcel for me?
Oh, yeah, one parcel.
Ah, thank you. Ah, yeah, this is the one. It is Mrs. Williams' birthday.
Aye, well, so you said.
Yes, and this is my present to her. Now, to think that in a few minutes these carpet slippers will bring pleasure to a dear old lady. I wonder if you would care to do me a favor.
Aye. What sort of favor?
Could you spare just a few minutes to say and join me singing Happy Birthday to you for Mrs. Williams?
Oh, look, I'm a postman, not a choir boy.
Now, please, it will give dear old Mrs. Williams such a pleasant surprise. You won't regret it. We'll walk into that room. I'll give her the slippers, and together we will sing Happy Birthday. Now, can't you see her old eyes lighting up with delight? Besides, I'm not too sure of the words. Well?
Oh, all very well, then. Come on, let's get it over with.
Good man. Follow me. Mrs. Williams. Ah, Mrs. Williams. For the past 2 years, you have looked after me faithfully. Day after day, you have washed my socks and darned my shirts. Or is it the other way about? Anyway, whichever it is, you have done it without a word of complaint. Today gives me the opportunity to show my gratitude for your faithful service. Here, take this little present, this small token of my esteem.
Mr. Worth.
Just a moment. I haven't finished yet. Are you ready, old friend?
Ready.
After three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. Williams. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Mr. Worth. Oh, you shouldn't have done it.
Mrs. Williams, there's no need for tears. Dry your eyes. Open your present.
Mr. Worth, please don't think I'm being ungrateful. I appreciate the thought behind the gift, but there's one thing I must say.
Yes, Mrs. Williams, if you must say it, what is it?
It's not my birthday.
It's not your birthday.
No. Mine's June the 28th. Don't you remember? You bought me some carpet slippers.
Isn't it marvellous?
No, that isn't possible. I've got it marked in my diary.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Worth, but it's not my birthday. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get the shopping done.
Well, Mr. Worth?
Can't understand it. Must be a birthday. I've marked it with a red ring. Look, red for a girl, blue for a boy.
Well, the answer's quite simple. Must be some other lady's birthday.
I don't know any other ladies. There's only two women in my life, Mrs. Williams and Auntie. Auntie? Oh, it must be her birthday.
Well, there you are, then. Your problem's solved. Now take these slippers and give them to your auntie.
No, I can't do that. They are the wrong size.
Oh, well, then I'd change them.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Well, that is very kind of you. Here they are. Take them. It's Simpson's Shoe Shop. Ask for a tall fellow with glasses and a Scottish accent. Mention my name.
Just a moment. I'm not taking them back for you.
Well, it's right opposite the post office. You can call in during your lunch hour.
Mr. Worth, really, look, I have more important things to do than change slippers for you. Oh, my word, yes.
Oh, that's your attitude, is it?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is, yes.
Very well. Remember this. The festive season is not so far away. It'll be a different story then, won't it? You can't say I've ever forgotten you. Not once have you gone without your mince pie. Remember last year? You got the one with the sixpence in it.
Yeah. All in copper.
Well, I didn't want to take the risk of anyone swallowing it. And I did recommend you to a good dentist.
Well, now, look, I've got news for you, Mr. Worth. I shan't be here this Christmas. In fact, after today, I shan't be delivering your letters anymore. I'm being transferred to another district.
Oh, nevertheless, it means I won't see you again.
Aye, that's right.
Well, in that case, I've got something for you.
Oh. Mm. Something for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very good of you, that, Mr. Worth, you know. You shouldn't.
No. I feel I must.
Oh, well, if you must. What is it?
It's this letter. It was delivered here by mistake yesterday.
God.
Wilson?
Yes, Mr. Simpson?
Just take these shoes through to the stockroom, will you?
Very good, sir. Oh, by the way, we sold 6 pairs of Wellingtons since I arranged them on the display stand there.
Aha, good work, Wilson. Well, keep this up and you'll soon have a branch of your own.
Thank you, sir. I'll just take these through, then.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to... good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I think you can. I am looking for a tall fellow with glasses. He speaks with a Scottish accent.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Watt.
No, it's not me. I'm a short fellow with glasses. I haven't got a trace of accent.
I think you're looking for me.
Aye, well, it's about these slippers, you see.
Well, now, don't tell me they're not the right size. After all the trouble we went to yesterday.
They're the right size. This is the wrong woman.
Beg your pardon.
Granted, you see, I mark my calendar red for a girl and blue for a boy. When I saw the red circle, I naturally thought it was Mrs. Williams, but it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, so we must ask ourselves, who is it? Answer. It must be Auntie.
Must it?
Yes. The only other lady I know is Miss Parker at the public library. I hardly think she qualifies for the red pencil. No, I only see her every month when I pay my fine.
Mr. Worth, what are you talking about?
These slippers, would you change them for me, please? I want a pair to fit Auntie.
Ah, right. Now, what size slippers does your Auntie wear?
Just a moment. I have it written down in my diary. I always keep notes of all these things. Very useful things, diaries.
Yes. Come along. What size?
Well, let me see. Here we are. Slippers 6 7/8.
That's her hat size. Let me have a look.
No, you can't look. Auntie wouldn't like you prying into her vital statistics.
Have you got the stocking size there?
Ah, stocking size, yes. Here we are, 18 feet 3 inches. Oh, I beg your pardon. That's my mistake. That's the high tide at London Bridge. I said these diaries were useful, didn't I? A mine of information. Do you know when the first day of Ramadan begins?
No, the stocking size, Mr. Worth.
9 1/2.
Oh, thank you. 9 1/2. Now, let's see. That should be about size 5. And slippers, what soft of feet has your auntie got?
Just the usual. One on the end of each leg. And attached to this are 5 toes and a bunion.
Has she got broad feet?
Broad feet, yes. Yes, I'd say broad feet.
Good. Well, then I'll get her a broad fitting.
A good idea. Auntie always believes in comfort.
Uh-huh. Well, I shan't be a moment.
Yeah. Hey, what have we here? Wellington boots. Wonder if I should get a pair for the garden. Well, I'll try one on, shall I?
Oh, it's a tight squeeze. Perhaps I should have taken my shoe off. Oh, dear. I can't get it off now.
Good morning, sir.
Ah, good morning. I wonder if you can help me.
A pleasure, sir.
I've just been trying this Wellington boot. I can't get it off again.
Oh, allow me, sir. Just take a seat.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, put your leg out.
Yes.
Not that one, sir. The one with the Wellington on.
Ah, yes. Very well.
Thank you. Now, one sharp tug. And there we are.
And very well done. Thank you.
Are you interested in a pair of Wellington, sir?
No, not in a pair. Just the one you're holding.
Why this particular one?
It's got my shoe in it.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Not at all.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Now, what exactly are you looking for?
Well, I've come in about some carpet slippers.
Oh, I see. Well, then, do you mind if I measure your foot?
Well, if you feel you must, yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Now, foot up here. That's it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, good. 8 1/2.
Wrong. 9.
No, sir. 8 1/2.
It was a good guess. I usually take a 9.
A 9 shoe is too big for you, sir.
I agree, but then I always wear a pair of shoe socks.
Well, would you try a pair of size 8 1/2 slippers on? Just to see.
Well, it's a challenge. All right, certainly.
I'll just get the ladder. They're on the top shelf.
I see. I say, it's high up here, isn't it?
You didn't need to come up with me.
Well, in that case, I'll go and sit down again. Ah, thank you. You know, I've no head for heights.
Now, just slip this on. There you are. How does it feel?
Ah, very, very comfortable indeed. In fact, the most comfortable I've ever worn. You were right.
It always pays to take the advice of someone with practical experience. And what about the style?
Yeah, well, style, yes. I like the style very much.
Are you sure?
Positive, yes.
I could show you some more if you wish.
No, that's very kind of you. I'm in rather a hurry, you see. I've got to get over to Auntie's. It's her birthday.
Well, we don't want to keep Auntie waiting, do we?
We do not. Can I put my shoe back on now?
Certainly. I shan't be a moment. Use this shoe horn.
Thank you very much. Ah, what a charming young man.
Here you are, Mr. Worth. One pair of slippers exchanged.
Ah, good.
Will they be all right in the bag, or would you prefer them gift wrapped?
No, I'll take them as they are, thank you.
Oh, just as you wish. Yeah.
29 1/11, sir.
29 1/11. Pardon?
The slippers you just tried on, 29 1/11.
Well, they seem very reasonable. You can rest assured that if I ever need a pair of slippers for myself, those are the kind I shall get.
I don't understand. Do you mean you haven't come in here to buy a pair of slippers?
Of course he hasn't, Wilson.
Of course I haven't, Wilson.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Yes, whatever gave you that idea?
You did.
Did I really?
Really, Wilson, you'll never get a branch of your own that way. I'm sorry about this, Mr. Worth.
Not at all. It's probably been overworking. It's all that running up and down ladders. Well, I'll be off, gentlemen. Good day.
My foot.
Oh. Is something the matter, Mr. Worth?
My foot, I can't walk. I think I've twisted my ankle. Oh, the pain.
Uh-huh. Well, sit down. Let me have a look at
it. Yes, but be careful. It's agony. Oh,
that's funny. It's gone. What did you do?
I took the shoehorn out of the back of your shoe.
Here we are, Auntie's house. The garden's looking very well. The birds are singing. And all is well with the world. Now to surprise dear old auntie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear auntie. Happy birthday to you. Well, that's funny. There's no reply. Auntie! Think I'll peep through the window. Yeah. No sign of her. Just a moment. There's something moving in the corner. It's Mabel the budgie. Well, she can't open the door, can she, Harry? Auntie's probably out shopping. Now, I know what I'll do. I'll let myself in and I will surprise her. Now, let me think. Where does she keep the key? Mundy's third stone from the left, facing the garden. Well, it's not there. She's probably changed the combination. Tuesday's under the mat. Not there either. Well, I'll try the window. Ah, there we are. It's all right, Mabel. It's only me, your Uncle Harry. How are we today? Say hello to Uncle Harry. Go on. Say hello, Uncle Harry. Hello, Uncle Harry. Say hello, Uncle Harry. Hello. Oh, it's no use asking you to sing happy birthday. Look, I'll tell you what I've done, Mabel. I've brought a present for Auntie. Do you know where she is? Oh, this will be her coming now. Not a sound, Mabel. We'll surprise her. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, no, it's you.
Samuel, old friend, what are you doing here at Auntie's?
I've been transferred to this district.
Have you really? That's a stroke of luck, isn't it? We will be able to continue our happy association.
Oh, marvellous.
Yes, it is. And what's more, you'll still get your Christmas box. Auntie's very good at mince pies. You'll probably get a drop of elderberry wine thrown in.
Something tells me I'll be transferred again before that.
So soon? They
yes,
move you
tomorrow if possible.
Where are you going this time?
Have you got any relatives in Tanganyika?
What place, Tanganyika? No, I don't think so.
Good, I'll put in my application tonight. Now, if you wouldn't mind signing for this registered letter, Ian, I'll be off.
Certainly. How shall I sign it? Aitchworth or Amelia Prendergast?
You can sign it Nebuchadnezzar if you want.
Very well. How do you spell Nebuchadnezzar?
Oh, never. I'll sign it myself.
Well, that seems to make sense. After all, the post office do know who you are, don't they?
Come on, come on, give it to me.
Yeah, I say.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're interested.
Well?
I got the slippers changed.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I'm just waiting for Auntie now. She's probably at the grocer's.
Aye. Well, the very best of luck, then. I'm off.
Off? Just a moment. What about happy birthday?
Oh, no, not again. You caught me once, and once is more than enough, you know.
Oh, please, old friend. Surely you can spare a few minutes for Auntie. You sang so beautifully this morning. Edmund Hockridge couldn't have done it better.
Oh. Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Wells, but really,
now,
I'm...
Just a moment. What's that?
Huh? What?
Listen. It's Auntie.
Oh, it would be.
Now, you will do it, won't you?
Oh, all right, then.
Good, good. Come in. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Auntie.
Very melodious.
Happy... Just a moment. Everybody stop singing. This isn't Auntie.
I can see that, unless your auntie happens to be a policeman.
Of course, he's not a policeman. Far too small.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Constable?
May I ask how you got in here?
I got in through the kitchen window.
Oh, you did you?
Well, I did. My friend here came in later through the door.
I think I'd better take a few particulars.
Ah, yes, well, I'll be running along now. Good afternoon.
Just a moment. I think you'd better stay.
Yes, I think you'd better. He's got a beautiful voice, Constable. Better than Edmund Hockridge.
Now, look here, Constable, I've got nothing to do with this man. I'll just deliver the letters. I'm the postman.
Oh, are you? Well, I happen to know the postman in this area, and it isn't you.
Well, yes, I know, but I've just been transferred here.
Yeah, and he's going to Tanganyika tomorrow.
Oh, you keep out of it. You've caused enough trouble already, you have.
There's no need for a show of temper. There's no need at all.
Well, tell him who you are before he runs us both in. Go on. Tell him this is your auntie's. He thinks we're a couple of burglars.
Nonsense. I'm sure the constable doesn't think anything of the sort. He's only got to look at us to see we're both honest men. Is that right, Constable? Burglars. Did you hear that?
He thinks that you think that we are a couple of burglars. You're right, he does.
Well, then, tell him who you are.
Yes, very well. I am Harry Worth. This is my auntie's.
You trying to tell me that Mrs. Prendergast is your auntie?
That is correct.
I see. Is there anyone who can corroborate your statement?
Yes, yes, there is. Mabel Cat.
And where is this Mabel?
She's over there in the birdcage. She'll vouch for me, won't you, Mabel? Tell the constable who I am. Tell him, Mabel. I'm Uncle Harry, aren't you? You're Uncle Harry, aren't you? There you are. Would you say it once again? I'm Uncle Harry.
All right, Percy Edwards, that's enough. You'd better come along with me.
But I'm telling you the truth. I'm Harry Worth, Auntie's nephew. I've called here to bring her birthday present.
Yeah, well, there you are, officer. Now, can I go?
No, you can't. Where is your auntie now?
Well, I expect she's gone to the grocer's in the High Street.
And what would you say if I told you that your auntie has just telephoned us from Bognor Regis?
I say she must have changed the grocer's.
Well, for your... For your information, she phoned us not half an hour ago to inform us that she was away for the day and would we check the back door as she thought she'd left it unlocked.
It's not like Auntie to go away on her birthday.
Really? Well, I happen to know that Mrs. Prendergast's birthday falls on the same day as mine, May the 18th.
I knew it.
Well, if you knew it, why didn't you tell me?
Right, I think you'd both better come along with me to the station.
Well, what are the charges, then?
Found on enclosed premises, breaking and entering, obstructing a police officer in the course of his duty. I can't think of anything else for the moment.
How about resisting arrest?
Why don't you belt on?
Have you anything to say before I take you in?
Yes, I most certainly have something to say.
Well?
Whose birthday is it? Well, I am sorry to have caused you all this trouble, Mr. Simpson.
Oh, don't bother to apologize, Mr. Worth.
No, I feel I must, not only on my behalf, but for my friend Samuel here. He's been very patient, haven't you, Samuel?
Oh, don't talk to me, you and your happy birthday.
Well, I don't know why you're so upset. They were very nice about it all at the police station when they found out the truth.
Here you are, Mr. Worth. One pair of slippers exchanged.
Thank you. You're sure they're the right size, aren't you?
Positive.
Good. Now, are we all ready?
Yes.
Good. After three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Harry. Happy birthday to you.
I knew it was somebody's birthday.
You have just heard 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth. The people he confused were Derek Giler, Anthony Sharp, John Graham, Doris Rogers, Brian Truman, and Roy Maxwell. The recorded program was written by Frank Roscoe and Vince Powell and produced by James Casey.